Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macchioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hines Becker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Colloway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Hines Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Hines Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quell moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Whitey Platt now playing center field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards first. Becker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Becker. Callaway moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is walked intentionally. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0 for 1 in the game. Macioas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Platt who is chasing the ball. Macioas reaches third base with a triple. Platt throws the ball into Hayes who tags Macioas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Case reaches second base with a double. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Macioas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Macioas reaches second base with a double. Case scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Macioas scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Hines Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Case hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Case moves to second. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Macchioz bunts for an out with unknown description. Case moves to third. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Becker steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.